This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Hillary Arena. She is a recycling coordinator with Brevard County Solid Waste Management Department. Tell us, what's the mission of the Solid Waste Management Division?
Thanks for having me, Terry. Actually, the mission of the Solid Waste Department is to collect, handle, and recycle the garbage or recycling items that Brevard County citizens and businesses produce.
So if we weren't recycling, it would all just go into a landfill, and what would happen?
Correct. If we weren't recycling, or those items that we can't recycle, they end up in the landfill. And we have the landfill in Cocoa, and all the materials that are not recyclable end up there and they get buried. What happens is eventually that huge hole or that landfill that people like to call the dump, but we don't call it a dump, it's a landfill. That landfill fills up, and eventually you would need to site another landfill because there would be no more space to bury the garbage that is not recyclable.
Tell us, what is recyclable?
Recyclable now in Brevard County is what we call single stream, which means you can mix or put all these items into your one cart. No longer do you have to separate or sort out into individual bins. But the basic items that we collect in unincorporated Brevard and in the cities that you would live in Brevard, they're all the same now. We collect papers, which includes newspapers, magazines, catalogs, office paper, and it also includes the paperboard products that you would buy from the grocery store, cereal boxes or applesauce or pudding or toothpaste containers, anything that's a paperboard or a fiberboard. We also accept cardboard, so those cardboard boxes that you would get, just make sure you flatten those out and put them into your cart. It'll save space in there as well. Then we have aluminum and steel cans. So any of your aluminum or steel beverage cans can go in there, as well as your pet food cans. Most of those are made out of aluminum now. Vegetable cans, coffee cans, anything along those lines. And please just rinse those out. You don't have to give it a full dishwasher cycle, but rinse out the liquids that might be in those containers. Glass bottles and jars are accepted. We want to make sure it's glass bottles and jars. So don't give us your window glass or your drinking glasses or that broken mirror that came off of your car. Your food and beverage containers, doesn't matter about the color. They can be clear, green, brown, and even some of them are coming in blue now. And then finally, we would have the plastic bottles and containers. Those plastic bottles and containers can be numbers 1 through 7, as long as it's a plastic bottle or container. No plastic bags. Plastic bags are a no-no in the carts, so leave those out. But you can return those plastic bags to the grocery stores or the retails. And we would like you to rinse those plastic bottles and jars out if you can. No need to remove the caps or the pumps. They are able to stay on there. But don't put any of the automotive product plastic containers in there. So if you change your oil at home, if you fill up your windshield washer fluid, brake fluids, the liquids that were in there were hazardous, and we don't want those containers. So unfortunately, you would still have to put those into your regular trash carts.
According to state mandates, there is a recycling goal for the entire state, and Brevard County has achieved its goal already?
Yes, we have. The ultimate goal is 75% by 2020. The goal was 50% by 2014, and I'm proud to say that Brevard County has a 52% recycling rate, so we are slightly ahead of that goal at the moment. So a big thank you to all the citizens and businesses in Brevard for helping us get there.
Well, Hillary, we're going to have you back again to tell us more about the exciting world of recycling. Does the Solid Waste Management have a website where they can find out more?
We do. If you'd log on to www.brevardcounty, that's all spelled out, all one word, .us, like United States, and then it's /solid waste. We have a wealth of information on the recycling, the landfill, our tours, and lots of other educational programs.